It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
We're not afraid here in Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and some youthful individuals that are unafeared themselves. Let's go ahead and introduce you. We have Ross Kenyon in studio, and we have Pericles Niarchos. Now, Pericles, I got you there. Where are you at right now, man?
Right now, I'm back at home on Long Island.
On Long Island, it must have been nice there. You know, the summer bite starting to get out, you know, nice weather. Well, here it's under 100 degrees, so we're happy as heck. Let me tell you the audience how I met Pericles. Pericles was the Students for Liberty, and he had a table and a vendor at the was a Valley Forge. They had an event with Tom DeWeese. It was a Liberty Forum there, 2010. And we had met and talked and so on. And at the time, we also had a libertarian group meeting and a party that evening, one of the nights. And we had the Liberty on Tour guys that came with their big RV Marf. And we plastered the Freedom's Phoenix all over that thing. We got big signs on one side and the other side on the refrigerator because I know they're going to spend a lot of time there. And then we have, you know, all kinds of stuff all over that. We wanted to help and sponsor because they did this during the Livevolution, and it was called Motorhome Diaries. And it was so successful, they got to go around and meet a lot of the activists around the country that popped up around the Livevolution, around Dr. Paul's campaign in 08, and they just wanted to make sure everybody got to meet him and videotape and shake hands and press the flesh, because they spend a lot of time on Facebook and Twitter and so on. But we have an event like the first weekend in December here. It's called the Freedom Summit. FreedomSummit.com. And you go there and you can find out all the great guys we're having. And one of the rock stars of these young guys, a guy named Stefan Molyneux. And I'm telling you, oh, he's going to teach you all about voluntarism. Then we have a bunch of other guys, you know, a bunch of traditional big speakers and new guys. And so Freedom Summit's a great thing. Dr. Paul has spoken at three of them. Well, what happened? And Peter Schiff, man, he was telling what back in 05. Well, we knew what was coming. So by going to the Freedom Summit, you get a little heads up on this. Imagine this. You know, it's years later. We knew it was coming. Years later, all of a sudden, you have these teenagers. I mean, you know, from 9 to 29, all of a sudden, they're getting exposed to this freedom thing. And they went, oh, yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about. And how do you unlearn the truth? Well, I meet Pericles at this event. And as we're looking at the Liberty on Tour with Freedom's Phoenix all over it, he was talking about, he goes, hey, you know, we're thinking of doing something that we're going to take a sailing ship and we're going to do freedom on the high seas, you know, and the mutual aid society and boats or whatever the heck. I go, hey, whatever, man, you have me at hello. I own the mainsail, man. I want Freedom's Phoenix bird all over that sail. Done. I'm going to the Caribbean. Yeehaw. And this is, so I was already excited about the concept. So I want you to go ahead and explain for the audience what we're talking about here, and we'll get to Ross here in a little bit. Go ahead, Pericles.
Well, basically, what our mission is to take this sailboat and bring it down to the Caribbean and explore some of the more economically challenged areas. You know, you've got Haiti down there, the whole island of Hispaniola, basically, and some parts of the Caribbean are all sort of getting very economic hard times. A lot of it's because of some of political negotiations, a lot of it's because of some of the recent disasters. So what we thought would be a great idea would be to take Liberty on Tour's plan and bring it sort of to a local international effort, bring it down to the Caribbean advocate for the ideas of libertarianism, the philosophy of freedom, and really illustrate how it's more appealing for the poor. It actually benefits them much greater than a lot of the statist ideas that are put out domestically here in the United States.
Well, you're going down to these economically challenged areas. My first very, 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 very first question is that going to be a 50 caliber on the bow or what?
It might make for some interesting video content, but no, I mean, we do plan to be, moderately armed with just a couple small arms, but the whole idea is really to emphasize the voluntary nature, and we want to be prepared to defend ourselves.
Yeah, I want to voluntarily not die. That's what I want. You know, the one thing is that I'm wondering what the laws. That would be interesting because we're learning a lot of this stuff from Liberty on Tour. I mean, they're going around. Matter of fact, they're coming here on less than a couple of weeks, the 22nd of September, and I already have spoken with representatives of the Phoenix Police Department, and I'm going, look, when they come, can we not ask them for ID, take their cameras, down on the ground, left jackboot, right jackboot, a jackboot on your throat party kind of thing. Can we not do that? Can we be good guys? You guys be the good guys. We'll send them over Mason Scottsdale and let them get the crap beat out of them over there. But we'll go ahead and, Freedom's Phoenix. We'll go ahead and be nice, right? And I send them to their website, Cop Block, and Liberty on Tour. And they started looking at all their interactions with law enforcement around the nation. And they're going, yeah, I think we can work something out. I'm like, yeah, don't, just don't. I mean, you're not going to win this one, certainly not PR wise. But when you're dealing with other countries and you're going down to the Caribbean and you got the, I be rule my peoples, from on high on top of the hill, Governor, what's his name, drug baron, whatever the heck, up there. Yeah, and I don't know, man. You might need that 50 cal. Know what I mean?
Well, I hope not, because if we're going to need a 50 cal, we're going to need a boat stronger than with fiberglass. So. Hopefully.
Well, are you having chase boats going with you? Are you having people that would be around to kind of protect? I mean, it's hard to have out in the middle of nothing a sailboat and have video of the sailboat. You know what I mean? I mean, you're going to have other ships that kind of a little armada going with you, or at least encourage it?
Well, we'll see. Well, it all basically depends on how much support we get. We want to do the project no matter what. So we're going to scale the project to the amount of support it gets by the community. And, basically, the hope would be that we can put together a medium-sized project for the upcoming year to a more local environment, and then show how effective that can be, and broadcast it out and see how much support we can get for a larger effort that would might involve potentially more crew or different filming equipment and things like that.
Do you have a ship in mind?
Well, we do. We're looking at, since it's going to be sort of a long-distance cruising kind of thing, we're looking at ships called Ketches, which are basically they've got two masts, and they offer a good range of balance and support long range voyages and things like that. And we're looking for a ship probably between 45 and 55 feet, somewhere along there. Although if we have to, we'll squeeze into something smaller.
No, that's a good size. I mean, and plus with the way the economy is now, there's probably a bunch of people out there wanting you just to go sail it, so get the barnacles off. So, I mean, you have a lot of opportunities. So I'm excited about this. Well, let's go ahead and get Ross involved here. Now, Ross is a senior at ASU, and he's, American history member of the ASU Students for Liberty leadership team, and he's got his own organization called Mutual Aid on the High Seas. What the heck brought that up, and how'd you guys hook up?
Well, Pericles and I, we went to Porkfest this year, and we saw you there. Porkfest was incredibly life-changing. I definitely recommend it to anyone out there listening now. And we're driving home back to the Mid-Atlantic region, and we were really thinking about, we both want to be on the sea, we want to travel, we want to spread these ideas of liberty to people who aren't necessarily hearing them, who really need it, who are being oppressed by statism and by economic fallacy.
And you're expecting the result's going to be what? They might go, yeah, screw you, man. Got any money on you? You know what I mean? You bring some building materials? Or are you going to, you got a pamphlet? You know, hey, I don't even know how to read. I mean, you know, how are you actually going to, are you bringing a big giant video projector and screen? Are you going to be, because I would imagine in the Caribbean, the primary language would be English, if not maybe some Spanish. But, so at least you'd be understood, you know, and probably you get a good tan, but you kind of white boy, you know, maybe bring some sunblock, man. So you're planning on when would you start this? What time of the year?
We'll be getting the boat in March is what we're looking to do, and then we're supposed to go to Bermuda in that year, and then we're kind of just testing out the waters a little bit, and then we'll be going to the Bahamas in the next year as the maiden voyage. But yeah, I agree with you too. We're doing humanitarian aid, and we think it's very arrogant to just show up in a place you've never been and been like, I have all the answers for you you've never even thought of. I think that's kind of a rude way to do things. We want to have it more be a dialogue about freedom.
That's always worked in the past. You know, you see, we're going to start getting into some interesting, it's exporting, the Lovolution on the high seas. Oh, this has been done before. Oh, we'll talk about that, too. Of course, they were, had a pirate flag. But, we're going to go ahead and see how this anarchist thing sells on the high seas with Ross Kenyon and Pericles Niarchos here on Declare Your Independence in just a little bit.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Hey! One man, one goal, one mission.
Yeah, what's that mission here on Declare Your Independence? Me, Ernest Hancock. You know, you can declare your independence and you don't even have to do it with me. You can do it on your own. Let me tell you, just show you how to do it. I'll do it. Here we go. You ready? I declare my independence. See how easy that was? And you don't even need a government form. No parchment. Not even hemp. No feather on or quill on paper. You just say, I declare my independence. All state of mind. And they want to share that whole thing, that whole concept, that whole purpose of the government that Jefferson was advocating was what? He's saying, look, man, I just want to advocate the individual being supported. Their freedom. You go ahead and bring the music down, man. What we wanted to do is make sure that we had an advocate of the individual in this republic. You know, and Jefferson did a good job. He says, let me tell you how you know when you have a bad government. They're not defending the life, liberty, property of the individual. Then they're bad. They're bad, 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 bad. Freedom, good. Government, bad, 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 bad. Now, what happens is they didn't say what kind of government. They just said, look, man, republic, democracy, monarchy, flipping coins, rolling dice, throwing darts, whatever. We don't care, but we can tell you when it's bad, when it's not defending rights of individuals. Well, that's to these young guys, man. That is so neon flash and obvious. And with Noel Flasterstein in the last hour, Ross comes in. He's like, "Oh my goodness, man! What the heck was that?" You know, and they see this a mile away. They understand what this stuff is. So now they want to take it on the road, so to speak, in the ocean. So we're going on the ocean. We're going to go around other nations in our hemisphere here. Small little island. We'll start small. I think that's good. Plus, you get a tan. Lots of babes in bikinis. You have, a documentary they're going to do. And you go to highseasmutualaid.org. Highseasmutualaid.org. And you'll go ahead and you'll have an opportunity to look at what they're just getting started. And I know how these guys work. It goes on Facebook, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's all over the place. And they go, oh, yeah, we want to play that. I already know where this is going. I want the big Freedom's Phoenix bird on the mainsail or a spinnaker. You know, they put that bad boy out, popping out there, the bird be a-flying. Now, so I want to ask, let's go ahead and talk to Ross. So you guys were at the Porcupine Festival, and let me ask you, what was being advocated there? What was so inspiring about that event?
It really wasn't that revolutionary of an ideal, too. It was just peaceful people interacting and trading and not aggressing against each other. But everyone there was living freely, and it was beautiful. I had a time of my life there.
Yeah, my daughter went. I don't know if you met her, Sierra. She's a cute little blonde. She went with me, helped with the producing and so on. And this is the first time she's been exposed to this kind of stuff. I mean, she's always heard me doing whatever, but nobody listens to dad, And it was that event. She's going, wow, I saw what you've been talking about manifested. You know, people just interacting with each other voluntarily, trading silver, you know, trading services and bartering and whatever. It was very, 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 very cool. And there are a lot of people that are older and of my age and friends that we went out there, and they were very inspired by this. And it has the inspiration for a lot of people to do crazy things that I like taking it on the high seas. Now, let's go ahead, Pericles, go ahead and tell me, man. I mean, you know, you're going to pull into a port somewhere, and how do you anticipate this is going to work out? The natives are going to greet you with leis on the beach? I mean, how's this going to work out?
Well, that would be great. But probably we're going to end up working with a local think tank down there, the Nassau Institute, to set up some preliminary work in the region. And then what we'll do is we'll make established contacts ahead of time, if possible. And this way, when we dock, we can land, bring all our camera equipment out to whatever area we'll be helping out, and either do simple volunteering projects for the first couple voyages where we kind of help them rebuild, or simple construction of a home or something like that, things that that people might need done. Or we'll conduct local teach-ins where we'll kind of, you know, advertise for it, and the people that show up, we might be able to also give them supplies, fresh water, things like that that we can fit on our ship. The intent is not to kind of come in, as Ross said, and just show them how it's supposed to be. The intent's more to get more of a cooperative feel where we're helping each other. It's mutual aid. Everyone's getting something out of it. We're spreading the ideas of liberty. Hopefully we'll be able to help them with their local issues, things like that.
You know, we saw this happen at the Porcupine Festival, and they call it Pork Fest, but you got to be careful. People think it's an orgy or something. But you got, you know, Porcupine Festival is part of the Free State Project, and they have the Liberty Forum, which is done at the beginning of the summer, and then by the end of the summer, they do the more naked zombie dancing thing, you know, that's done up by the border, okay? It's just a camping, 700 people up there just hanging and having, you know, all kinds of fun events and speeches and so on. It was great. Well, what happens is you had the agorist that are there. These are the voluntarists. These are the freekeen.com, K-E-E-N-E, freekeen.com. And these guys are all about just, you know, civil disobedience is, instead of voting, they're just out advocating, you know, just leave us alone or we're just going to be a pain in your butt. And they demonstrate how you can have a free society without controls. And I'm really keen on that because they're, ooh, that's good. I like that. You know, I'm really keen on that because I think it's good to have a demonstration and for young people to see that happen. And at Porcupine Festival, there was a group of agorists of, I don't know, you call them anarchists. They're not for, they're just for leave me aloneist, I guess. You know, we're going to go ahead and create a voluntary society and you're not going to use coercion. I kind of thought that's what was supposed to happen with this America experiment, but yeah, we see what happened. But what happens is they had kind of teach-ins. They were various different subjects throughout the day. They were talking about a lot of different things. They had a lot of reading material there. They had a lot of exposure of people being able to ask questions and get answers, and a lot of experienced people. And that's where a lot of the older people were there, that they've been advocating this for generations, and it's starting to blossom again. Well, if you take that kind of attitude to anywhere, just look, we're just here to supply you information. I mean, instead of, you know, going through Vietnam and all the wars and stuff that we've had there in Afghanistan and Iraq, if we just took the Declaration of Independence and printed it in their language and dumped it out of bombers, you know, on them, that'd have an even bigger effect, you know? Oh, this freedom concept. Gee, what the heck are we going to do with that? So I'm very interested in following what you guys are doing. When you're down there, if you find a community that has a leader, and it doesn't have to be a political leader, but, you know, someone that may have some influence that you're allowed to try a voluntarist society, you're allowed to have a sister community that we can support, you're allowed to have a Lovelution on the beach of, guess where I'm going, okay? We're going to have us a party. We're bringing in the boat. We're going to have an armada. So, you know, this is, you know, I'm really excited about this because I already know where this is going. It's just, you know, I can't wait for it to happen. And what kind of things are you looking forward to happen, Pericles?
Well, you know, that would be incredible if we could actually inspire people enough to start their own more voluntary communities, especially in some of the areas which are less strongly tied to their governing authorities. But hopefully we're looking to just bring the ideas into people's minds, show them a way that could potentially bring them out of their hard conditions. You know, at the start, the best thing that we could do is help them and also at the same time educate them in the ideas of freedom, tell them how they don't allow others to control them, they could make better decisions for themselves and the people that they care about.
You know, I'm hoping that what happens is that the people that are saying they can't take care of themselves, didn't get to pay off the right guy, didn't get the right permit, didn't use the right material, didn't get permission from the man, that you might be able to influence them just to allow them to. I mean, think of all of the resources that would flood in to a small community from all over the world just for the promise of maybe I can just be left alone here. Oh, and have a tropical breeze at the same time. Well, we'll be right back with Ross Kenyon. He's a senior at ASU, and Pericles Nearchos from Students for Liberty. Oh, they got big ideas. I like big ideas. I want to be part of big, big, big ideas here on Declare Your Independence in just a little bit.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone. And then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Because they're going to show you what you don't want them to see. They're going to show you a world without boundaries or borders, a world without you. Oh, these controls are just dropping away because you can't. You can't. You're going to control every single freaking beach? You're going to, I mean, they want to. They're going to try to. But then here comes the Freedom's Phoenix ship! Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We're spreading it across the world, and there's nothing you can do about it. This is the point that I'm trying to make. No matter how much they start with the rhetoric of the blah, 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 just, you know, the MKers. I call them the MKers. America. America. Yeah, America. We got America. You know, I'm going, which means what? Well, America, it's red, white, and blue, and got stars and stripes. That's what America is. And I'm going, you know, I think America lives in these young people. They understand it. They vet it between each other. It's peer reviewed. It rises to the top. And then they advocate and they go do big things. Big, big things without seeking a permit. You know, that's a good question, for you, Ross. Is there some permit for taking a ship out on the high seas?
I don't know. We're definitely going to have some encounters with maritime law. I'm not sure exactly what to expect, but that's coming.
Oh, we want the videotape. We want the videotape. We want the videotape. You know, that's one thing, Pericles. I mean, this is a big project. You're going to have to line up some international admiral law kind of maritime something attorney people, don't you think?
Yeah, we're definitely going to need to spend some time exploring some of the more intricacies. Because when you start crossing through water borders and into different governing zones, you have to really know what you're talking about. And at any moment, you know, this ship could get flagged down and searched or who knows what, sidelined and told to go back. We don't want any of that to happen. So.
Yeah, you may have to have a little pirate stash and reef somewhere to put your little small arms, you know, depending on where you go. You know what I mean? So this is very interesting. I'm glad you guys, and we haven't talked about this for a month or so because you're still in the planning stages and getting the site going and all that stuff. So I was really excited about talking to you. And it's high seas mutualaid.org. And then you have, you know, a lot of different links, you know, about, you know, we want sponsors and apply to join the crew and how you can support and contact and the route and the ship. Ooh, we got a route. You got a route figured out already?
We do. We have a couple.
Yeah, let's go ahead, Ross. Tell me about the route, man.
Well, Pericles, I think you should probably take this one, Pericles.
Yeah, all right. Well, the way we've got it set up is we want to kind of build confidence in others about what our project is. We go from kind of small scale to really large, broad scale, and we start, the hope is this March with just a one-week voyage from where we buy the ship up to where we'll be prepping it, and then later in the summer, a small voyage to Bermuda, just a couple of weeks there, a week or two, and then come back to test out all our different functions and make sure everything's working. And then next year we'll be doing our maiden voyage, which will go down to Bermuda and explore some of the northern islands.
Bahamas.
The Bahamas area. And then finally, 1 year after that will be our major voyage, where we'll be exploring the Caribbean, Haiti, the whole island of Hispaniola, then going over into the Gulf and exploring some of the regions there, talking with locals who may have been affected by the BP spill, and it'll just be a really major comprehensive search of that whole region for different people and how they feel about the way things are going and what we could do to help them.
Wow. You know, this is exciting. This is an adventure, and it's a freaking vacation. I'm so jealous. You know, well, I'll tell you one thing. As you're doing this, are you going to have to learn some sailing skills, I imagine? Can you do a sextant? I mean, are you going to be steering by the stars? I mean, are you counting on GPS? I mean, what are you going to do, you bunch of wimps? You know, technology? I mean, you're killing me. You know, you're going to be taking C-ration packed, vacuum-sealed, blah, 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 instead of, you know, having to grow your own citrus trees in the bow. I mean, you know, how are you guys going to do this? Ross, tell me, you planning the education you guys are going to need on this thing?
Yeah, that's probably what I've been focusing on most, is changing the ideas of what it means to be free and what is liberty. I'm very much interested in Proudhon's quote that we're supposed to build a free society in the shell of the old one. So we really want to get out there and talk about liberty is about liberating poor people from oppression that has been dominated through statism and through the capitalist control of the state.
Well, no, I understand it. No, my question was, I know you're ready to say that. My question was, I need to make sure you make it down there first.
Oh, yes.
I mean, there's some education you need on just being able to navigate.
Oh,
you
yes.
You know, what happens when your little whiz-bang machine goes down? You know, you're in the hurricane of. I mean, you know, there's some danger, some real danger. I sail, man. My father used to have a little racing sloop, and I've been out, you know, heck, even on the big lakes here, and the wind gets a whipping up. Ooh, man, it gets interesting. So I'm wondering if you guys are really prepared for doing battle with the ocean.
No, we'll both be doing training on our own and when we meet up, but that's one of the main things we're looking for in crew members that are applying. So if you are out there listening right now and you think this project is really interesting and you do have sailing skills, please apply to join us, because we need someone that's your expertise, your comparative advantage is sailing. Please join us.
Yeah, please don't let these guys die so they can make it to the beach. Free the natives. You know, plant the anarchist flag. I mean, you know, ooh, that's another thing. When you guys are doing the videos and so on, tell me, Pericles, you show up on the beach of, and that's a nice little video moment. You know, what's going to be on your flag? Freedom's
well,
Phoenix!
You know, I'll tell you what, every time we show up on a beach, we'll have two flags with us. We'll put up a project flag that we're going to develop, and we'll put up the Phoenix right there. We'll stake it out. We'll do a whole film shot where maybe we can even have the whole six-man crew hoisting, like the Iwo Jima shot, just putting it up on the beach.
Absolutely. See, man, you had me at hello. Okay, so now we're getting into the nitty-gritty of this. You're just getting started on this, but I like big ideas. I mean, if you want to get, you know, big support and big money and big ships and big, you got to have a big idea. I like big ideas. Big idea is good. In fact, I've already been talking to a bunch of my friends and other supporters and so on, saying, hey, wouldn't this be cool? And in addition to this, I mean, if you are able to create a support structure and communicate on Facebook and Twitter and so on with the people that live in these areas, in these different islands and so on, you know, we might be able to just, you know, go have a little vacation waiting on you to come in the port, and we just having a party. So these are, and we want it to be fun, but we also want to take advantage of the opportunity to do this using the local media, putting flyers around, posters, have the people come out, and just a one evening, just understand the motivation behind what you're advocating and how you can share it with them. Heck, and you leave with them feeling good about what they learned. Problem solved, man. You know, lesson learned, and you're on to the next one, and then it just kind of feeds on itself. So I'm all over this. I already understand how this works. And with Motorhome Diaries and Liberty on Tour, we've already seen this, but there's one difference. You're out in the middle of the ocean. You don't have your own submarine, you know, kind of protecting you. And what kind of laws are you going to be governed by? So, I mean, there's a lot of research that goes into this. So we want to make sure you share that with us, too, will you?
Absolutely. We actually already sent out a preliminary proposal to a bunch of people. And, you know, maybe one place where it was lacking were the intricacies involving different laws surrounding different island bodies. So we'll definitely add that on to it, I think. Although it's already so hefty, it's about a 40-plus page proposal. We're trying to kind of make it more concise.
Wow. Well, let's go ahead and, Ross, go ahead and tell me. Now I give you your time, give me your spiel, man. You know, I mean, you're going to be there. You have, all of a sudden, you know, it's 300 people show up to your little canopied event with you in a hula skirt or something, and you're going to be sharing what with them?
Well, I've always taken the libertarian idea, too, that the free markets generally lead to more prosperity. But one thing that libertarians really neglect that I think is really crucial is that the beginnings of capitalism, and even back all the way to feudalism, were very anti-libertarian. Capitalism didn't originate through free market ideas. So we need to talk about more than just like unions are some sort of anti-market bad thing. We need to talk about how corporations basically own the state and use it to their advantage. So libertarians aren't making connections on the left, the liberation of working people. Liberty is their philosophy. They just don't know it yet.
So I can see you're excited about it. You're going to share. What really amped up your excitement? Did Porkfest really have that much of an impact on you?
Porkfest is a dream. I will never miss one again if I can help it.
Well, you know, I tell you, you know, I was these guys 20 years ago. You know, I already know the emotion, what they feel. That's why we built Freedom's Phoenix the way it is, because I knew what I wanted. If I only had the ability to express myself and somebody that would provide me just the ability, I would. And they're thinking big. I like it.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Go ahead and bring it down, man. Go ahead and bring it down. I want to play this. You know, that song right there had a big impact on my daughter. She was like, man, Dad, you got to listen to this song. When we went up to Porkfest, we had a lot of little bumper stickers, you know, Where is the Love? You know, this one that you see right here. And what we did is it was a representative of an entire new generation that has the understanding of what's really important. You know, we're just looking for the truth, and you know, and where's the love? And when you had the Lovolution, it was so certain in my mind what was going to happen. It allowed the expression of what these people had been looking for. They sought the truth. They just wanted to know it. But part of the truth was, if it wasn't seeking love, you know, instead of like controlling people or pointing out the badness of someone or go get them or let's go use the collective force of to go beat down on somebody. You know, hey, whoa. Can't we just kind of, you know, man, show them some love? You know, what the heck? Oh, I got to tell you guys this story. You're going to like this. I had talked about John Lennon and Yoko Ono and how really a lot of people didn't understand what they were doing. They were changing a culture, a generation, and they do all these, you know, crazy things that they would do. And what they had is they had a campaign that says, "War is over if you want it. Happy Christmas," from John and Yoko. And they were all over the world. I got in the mail yesterday from a listener, sent me, it's kind of about a 7x9 postcard that was done with War is Over, that campaign, an original, and from 1970, is all packaged and everything, and a FedEx, I got it, and I opened it up, and I'm like, oh, thought of you long time. You know, Scott sent it. Thank you very much, Scott. I'm looking to frame that thing toot sweet. Man, that is cool. So this is the kind of thing that's been going on generation after generation. The problem is that a lot of people don't understand the power of it, or they do, and they fear it. Well, these young people, they already understand the power, and they're not afraid of it.
No, I generally think most people are pretty good. You don't really encounter a lot of people that actively seek to hurt others. Most people don't want to dominate others or to be controlling or to actively aggress against each other. Most people I meet are generally pretty nice, and I've had good experiences almost universally. So I think that that message is very true, and when libertarians aren't talking about a message of love and of non-aggression, this world could be so beautiful. The world is already so great and life so full and rich, but if we didn't have these horrible institutions like the state, how great this place could be, Ernie.
That's one. We're going to show them a world without you, you know, without this, the controls and borders and boundaries. And when you're dealing with people that for the first time, a lot of people don't understand, certainly the older generation does not understand that you didn't have the ability to instantaneously 500 times a day communicate with someone your own age, even in a different language, immediately that same day around the globe. I mean, it just, you know, this kind of trip would have been almost impossible. All it is you open up a Facebook and say, you know, how many people, how many dozens of people do we know that are interested in coming visiting us when we pull into the harbor of fill in the blank? And they go, yeah, you don't want to go into that busy harbor. We got this little secret kind of, here's the GPS coordinates. You go around here, come in from the west, go in kind of up the river and kind of know we got a party going on and nobody yeah. knows. That's what I'm talking about. This is amazing. I got to tell you this other story. There's a gentleman we're having come on and he had an iPhone that was stolen. Okay. Somebody at work took it and he knew, he thought, who had taken it, some girl. Well, he's a developer of Droid apps, okay? You know, the new Droids that are coming out and so on. It's open source, and you can make 15 gazillion different apps because it's open source, and they just make them. Well, he's using GPS coordinates. There's an app in there that you just plug in your friends and so on, and it tells you exactly where their phone is. So he does it on his phones, has the cops come in, knows where this girl lives, said, look, I'm looking on my thing. It's right there. They go, nope. Well, how accurate is that? He goes, here, what's your phone number? He pipes it in, does it, boom, and it shows the buildings. They do the 3D Google Earth kind of go, and it's showing, you see that building right there, right here? Right here, it's within 3 or 4 feet of where you're standing right now. There you are. And the cop be like, I don't want to have nothing to do with this, because what they're saying, oh, it can only be within accuracy of, you know, 25 yards or something like that. They didn't want to get a warrant to search her based on this app that this kid had on a Droid, knowing where his freaking phone was. And he's like, look, I know where it is. It's right here. What the hell good is the police? You're not, go away, man. You guys are worthless, you know? So you're talking this kind of technology. So what happens when you get that kind of coordinates? Hey, just, you know, beam in on my phone. I'm up the river over here. We're on the beach of De La whatever. You know, I'm going, you have no idea. The world just got really, 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 really small, and they got a sailboat to get us there. Well, Pericles, go ahead and tell me, man, you know, how Students for Liberty reacting to this thing? Are they just wanting to get involved, or they're just kind of waiting to see how it works out, or what?
Well, you know, we sent our first preliminary proposal out, and we're waiting to hear back from people. But we did mention that we'd be willing to work with a bunch of different organizations in terms of getting them representation down there, specifically with Students for Liberty. I'm sure we could run into a lot of potential young people who would be really willing to get into the Students for Liberty network. I mean, they're all about kind of a decentralized effort, and it's already international. There's European students in Italy and England who are part of the Students for Liberty network, and there's actually going to be a large conference over there coming up. So I'm sure we can get a ton of interest from different organizations who'd be willing to give us the material that we would basically give out for them and explain what their mission was over there.
You know, one thing that I would encourage is that you have, like, the Quick app, you know, that is on Blackberries and so on, that you can, you know, do video, instant video all the time. I need a webcam on the mast, man, to keep an eye on you guys all the time. You know, heck, you need a 360 thing to keep an eye on all the, you know, the pirates. I mean, you know, at least know what they look like before they slit your throat. You know, so I'm dead serious, man. I mean, you know, economic times are bad and you're going down there. I used to live in Florida when I was a kid, and I'll tell you, Bermuda Triangle, my butt, it was pirates. So, you know, this is, I just want you guys to be safe. So use technology to your advantage, and we'll do what we can to keep track of you and take care of you. But, you know, this is a multi-year program process. At the end of this, are you looking to, maybe you might find a place for us to go light somewhere? You know what? Hey, we found a really nice place, the Blue Lagoon, right over here. You know, or are you guys just looking to spread it and then you'll go on to another project? What are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, I like the idea of, I want to live it. I don't like just talking about it. I only have one life here. I want to find a place, be with people who share my values, and live it. I'm sure Pericles feels the same way.
Yeah, definitely. In fact, Ross was actually just talking to me earlier today, and he mentioned the idea that, you know, if we find a nice place, we should definitely tell people about it, maybe set up a little thing there and make something happen out of it. So we don't know. There's definitely a lot of ways to expand on the project. I mean, aside from even further advocation in South America, maybe, or other locations, but if we want to actually settle down somewhere or maybe work with the Seasteading Institute or different organizations like that, I'm sure there's plenty of different options. It just all depends on this initial effort we get and who can get out there and help us make this happen.
Yeah, the Seastead Institute project. We had that on. We talked about that before. It's this technology has been around for a long time. Well, a lot of technology, new materials. It's just amazing. In fact, I remember when I was young, there was in 92-3, there was a project called Oceania, and it was a floating city 50 miles east of the Panama Canal, out of the hurricane belts, out to just, you got all this traffic. It's like, you know, Deep Space Nine, you know, Star Trek. You got a big corridor of a bunch of traffic there at the canals, and you got this floating city out there saying, hey, you know, stop over here and, you know, peace be upon thee. And the whole concept was, yeah, but what kind of laws are you going to have? You know, that the Constitution was about an inch thick, and the laws were about a quarter inch. So, I mean, you know, it was all the things you can never do. So it's interesting when you do find a place and you want to create a voluntarist society. It's interesting. Do you even put pen to paper? You know, is there something that you're signing on to, or is it a culture, a philosophy that you advocate? It's an interesting question, and when you get closer to that, you're going to have to contend with this. You know, what do you think you're going to have to do there, Pericles?
Well, you know what? If that situation does arise years down the line where we're looking at maybe a permanent place and people want to come join us, I think private property and possession is the way to go. I mean, you can sign actual contracts, not social contracts, like legitimate contracts with people that say, hey, you know, this is a peaceful place, and if you attempt to use aggression, you'll be, you know, you forfeit your ability to live here, and these are different guidelines, and these areas have different rules, and let them know where to go and what options suits them the best, I think.
No, I'm willing to see it tried. What do you think, Ross? What are you looking for? Oh, I know. Oh, a Polynesian babe out there. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know, she's like, yeah, man, it's all about the freedom. Come over here, live on the beach. You know, so but, you know, I probably won't be getting a lot of Polynesians in the Caribbean, but, you know, but that was kind of, as I read a lot of books, you know, and historical fiction and so on, Polynesians had a totally different society. They were much more open about a lot of this stuff. So I'm hoping you guys find it. You know, and what is it, in a short sentence, what are you looking for, Ross, really?
I just want to live my life and be with people who share my values. It's a pretty simple request.
I think so. You know, so, you know, it's great to have you guys on. Please stay in touch with us. Where are you, Pericles? You and Ross, let us know how the project goes. Let us know what we can do to help, okay?
Awesome. Thanks for having us, Ernie. We definitely want to work with you on it. We're willing to put the Phoenix on the spinnaker.
Yeah, because it's party. It's party, that's right. Freedom's Phoenix, the rebirth of liberty from the ashes of Lady Liberty's torch. That's what it's all about. We'll be right back here in a final hour on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, in just a little bit with Kathy Kelly. She's a coordinator of Voices for Creative Nonviolence. We'll be right back.